Welcome to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schefter, I'll give the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, or weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. Today, we're going to talk about some of the secrets of some obese people that have lost lots of weight, and we're going to give you some of their best secrets.
Bariatric surgery?
These are the people that are signed up on the National
Amputation?
Weight Control Registry.
Am I right?
Nope.
None of those are right.
Nope. These are people that have been able to keep off weight for a long
time. Having the child.
Yeah,
giving birth.
Baby. Now, what about the guy? Guys can't do
sorry.
That. So this is not just women tips. These are across the board. Now, here's the deal. You want to, first of all, think about eating breakfast. Seems that there is a high correlation with eating breakfast and people that have been able to keep weight off for more than 6 years. Apparently, it tends to eliminate eating a lot more calories later on in the day, probably more active to do that. The other big thing that we found with the people that were able to keep a significant amount of weight, we're talking 70 pounds plus for more than 6 years. The people that were able to do this, physical activity. Now, we're not saying that physical activity, like, you know, you have to do a ton of it, but these people were physically active. They were doing some sort of workout 60 minutes per day, logging between 11,000 to 12,000 steps per day on a pedometer.
Wow.
So they were using some sort of tracking mechanism to check them to make sure they were doing something active. So 60 minutes, that doesn't necessarily mean that you have to be jogging for 60 minutes, but some sort of activity that you were doing. What they were also able to do is they didn't let small weight gain turn into large weight gain. So what they were able to do is they were able to take immediate action if when their weight increased. They didn't let
the setback slow them down.
Right, or they didn't let it go from, oh my God, I'm 20 pounds heavier. Like, they're like,
yeah,
letting it go even further. The other big thing that they were able to do is they were able to stick to a routine and a plan, meaning very OCD-like, you know? Like me. They had to stick to a plan, regimented, whether it's walking had to get done in the morning. They probably made it like in our book, You Can't Lose Weight Alone, the partner power.
Non-negotiable.
Not top 10 non-negotiable priorities. That's what you got to make things happen. Also, another interesting thing that they did is
They were listeners to the show.
They listened to the Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy radio show every single week.
That was the secret.
And they also limited their TV time to 10 hours per week or less than an hour and a half per day. Those are the big secrets, guys. Stick to those. You'll lose weight forever.
Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy, your source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.